So now I'm with Jason Fitzpatrick and Paul Freakley. Could you just introduce yourselves a little bit about why you're here today?
Hi, I'm Paul. I worked for Acorn many years ago. Started school, missed out on computing at school. My first computer I've ever bought was the Acorn, the Atom. £174.50, saved up with pocket money. Cut a long story short, landed my dream job at Acorn as a technician and worked through on many systems. And being back here today was like a trip back in time, like going back to work when you were a kid.
Yeah.
And it's bringing back a lot of good memories, a good team of people.
And Richard, a little bit about yourself.
I'm Jason. I'm the director for the Centre for Computing History, so we've put the event on today. And it is to celebrate, obviously, 30 years of the BBC Micro and the Computer Literacy Project. And it's also to raise the profile of the museum. We're moving to Cambridge in hopefully not too distant future. So this is our chance to let everybody know what we're up to and, you know, hopefully get some more support.
I see there's lots of household names, you know, people talk about that were involved in the original BBC. Have you got to speak to any of them yet?
I was involved in sort of inviting them all to get them here and
so
twisting some
spoken,
arms.
Yeah,
so right. I've definitely spoken to them. But they were really easy to get here as well.
Sure.
They're all very much up for meeting each other again. Some of them haven't seen each other since then. So it's a really good day for them too.
Paul, have you got any particular ambitions or aims for the day that you're...
I think just catching up with people and see what people are doing nowadays. And it's a great industry, especially in Cambridge, because people seem to always come back and talk to each other or move around but keep in touch. It's almost like one big family. It's a Cambridge family. And people like Jason here are actually helping to bring these people together and stay in contact.
So this, quite a lot of today is about the past, but do you think there's a particular emphasis on how things are at the moment and how they should be moving forward?
That's... You say a lot of it today is about the past, but I think it's 50-50.
Yeah.
The day has been set up with the morning being the past and talking to the people that made it happen. But the afternoon is about the future. And it's a very big part of what the museum is trying to do, is to get computer programming back into the curriculum. It's a 50-50. And I think hopefully there should be some good debate in the morning and talk about, you know, how we might go about that. So it's a good opportunity for both learning about the past and deciding what the future might be.
And Paul, what do you think that the future might hold? Looking into your crystal ball.
Looking into my crystal ball. If you look around the room now and look at all the types of people here, there are some very key people in the industry, and these people always look forwards. I would not be surprised if right now there are people talking about new projects and new ideas. So who knows, maybe 6 months, a year's time, we'll be talking about them.
Paul and Jason, thank you very much, and I hope you enjoy the day. Thank you.
Thanks.
A pleasure.